flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My child is getting ready to go to college. He is leaving on Thursday. I have never had a child to go to college before. I am not sure what my role is right now. I am the parent of an adult child. What does that look like? What are my new responsibilities? How do I handle this newfound independence and freedom? Does he need to pick up a bill? And my new parenting role, I need a parenting expert to help me navigate this. And so I am checking in with my girl, Lindy Vincent, parenting expert extraordinaire. She is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline all the way from New Jersey. Girl, I miss you, girl. I miss you.
Hey, girl. You know I miss you. What's up?
Girl, I need your advice. You always give me good sound advice. And I know a lot of times you don't think I listen. I am listening. I just don't do it right away. Okay? My obedience is delayed. My obedience is always delayed. But, you know, Andrew is checking up out of here Thursday. He's going to St. Cloud State. How do I parent an adult child? You've done it twice successfully, getting ready to do it a third time. I need some tips.
Yes, first of all, I'm so proud of Andrew. So proud that he's just launching off on his own and kind of finding his way. As for you, though, Shaletta, this is your time to back up and back off. I know how you are. You are very motherly. I'm doing air quotes. You
that's
can't
a
hear me.
That's a nice way of saying it. That's a nice saying it.
But you have got to let Andrew stand on business, his own business. Okay. You cannot be holding his hand at this point, Shaletta. You really have to let him fly. And that's what you raised him to do, right? You didn't want him to be 35 years old in your basement.
No,
right?
Ma'am, I do not. No, ma'am, I do not.
Okay. I'm going to make sure we're on the same page. So really your role is a support role at this point. You've done, for the most part, I would say like 80 to 90% of the rearing of him. Okay. Now it's up to him to take the baton, kind of like in the Olympics, you know how they pass the baton off to the next runner. It's time for him to get the baton from mom and start running his own race and making some decisions on his own, using you as a resource, of course. But
yeah,
it really lies squarely on him now to kind of continue on.
Okay, so Thursday when we drop him off at St. Cloud State, I'm trying to figure out what's the best course of action. Do I let him and Sean go and get settled and then me and the little kids come a day or so later to see how everything is going and check in? Because the little babies want to see where he's at. You know, they have autism. They're anxious about him not being in his room and them not being able to see him. You know, he's a great caretaker for them. So they feel like they're losing, you know, part of their support system. And so I want to get them up there, but should we take them the first day when he moves in? Is it going to be too hectic? Should we wait? I'm trying to figure out kind of what to do.
Yeah, I think you should all go as a family on that first day.
Okay.
Because once he gets settled in and you drop him off, you need to be gone. Like, it shouldn't be a two-parter or 3 days later or anything like that, in my opinion. I think it needs to be a big family move-in. You set his room up, you know, get him his snacks, whatever he needs for his room. That be your target runs two or three times. Uh-huh. Get his coaster, get his comforter, everything set up. And you have to leave him. Because he needs his job at that point is, to, if he has a roommate, to get to know his roommate, to get to know his hallmates in the dorm, to familiarize himself with campus, figure out where his classes are. He does not have time, unfortunately, to worry about the family. Not that he doesn't love you guys. He's always going to love you guys. But he has to focus on what it is this next phase of life is going to offer him.
Okay.
And that it kind of hurts your feelings a little bit. I'll be honest
with you. It does. I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah. It kind of hurts your feelings a little bit. You might shed a couple tears. Because as a parent, this is a huge deal for us to go and drop our kids off. This is what we've raised them to do. This is a proud moment. We just want to kind of relish in it, take all the pictures, and just be all up in it. They don't want that, though, Shaletta. At that particular time, they don't want that. They want to be like, okay, bye. Give hugs. See you later.
Okay.
Type of vibe. You know what I mean? It hurts your feelings a little bit. I'll be honest. It does hurt your feelings a little bit. They don't mean anything by it. They're not trying to be offensive or anything like that. It's just they're ready to go on to that next step.
And we're ready to hold on.
We're not ready to
cry.
They don't need all of that. They really don't. So I would say as much upfront goodbyes as you can do with the kids and, you know, just do it that kind of way and do a one-time drop-off and then go on about your life. He'll call. You'll see him again. It's not like you're never going to see him again, but drop him off and let him go.
Okay, now how often should I be checking in? Because I want to make sure that I'm checking in to let them know we're thinking about them, we love them, and to see how everything's going, but I don't want to get on his nerves. Is there like a safe amount of time that, you know, once or twice a week, three or four times a week, three or four times a day?
Shaletta, please. Set this up in advance, too. This is the thing, too. Set the expectation in advance. What I did with my kids when they went off to college, we said every week, we picked a day. We let them pick a day. And they usually, for both of them, they pick Sunday for some reason. I think that's just a chill day for students as they get ready for the next, you know, going to the next week and stuff. 30 minutes every Sunday, just check in. We'll have a quick phone call. How you doing? How's this? Do you need anything? And that's it. And if they want to contact you sometime during the week, that's on them. But don't you don't drive the conversation or the contact.
Okay.
Let him do it.
Okay.
And have that one check-in that you can count on. Sunday. And if you don't hear from him on that Sunday, you know there might be something up that you really need to be like, okay, track him down.
Okay.
But if he's smart, he'll do that, check in on Sunday, everything's good, Mom, love you guys, and then he can have the rest of his week and live his life, you know?
Okay.
And you won't feel stressed because you'll know he's okay, and he won't feel stressed because you're calling him every 5 minutes.
Right, because I was thinking about that. Like, well, should I set a timer for 5 o'clock every day? So you're saying once a week on Sundays. That's a good time because everybody's home. We're not going from one thing to another. School's going to be in for the other kids, so those schedules won't be varied and will be settled. So sometime after church, maybe.
Right.
Okay, all right, okay.
Yeah. Once a week is enough because he's going to be busy studying for his exams and just doing everything he's going to be doing on campus.
Okay, now what do we need a stipend? Do we need to be giving him some money every month for incidentals and that kind of thing? What's that like? Do we just drop it in his account? Is it a certain amount that you think is good? I don't want to give him too much that he get in trouble, but I want to make sure that he has enough to eat. You know, because you can't give these young people too much money, girl. You kidding?
No, you definitely can't. And it's not about that. It's really not about that because they're not, again, they're branching off as adults. So it's not like you're paying for every incidental, every meal, every club admission, any of that. That's kind of, some of that has to be on them. So I can tell you what we did for our kids. With our kids, we would give them $200 a month at the beginning of every month. Like it was an automatic deposit. At the first of the month, they would get the $200. And $200 is not considered a lot of money, but it is enough if you want to, you know, maybe go out to dinner or get something special. The kids were on meal plans. They got, you know, they didn't really have any bills or anything. So $200, you can use that wisely. If you give them too much, I feel like they just waste it on stupid stuff that they don't really care about or Uber Eats or, you know, they just overindulge.
Yeah, that kind of silly stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So just give him a little bit. Just a little
That's
bit.
That's what I was thinking, then, like $200 a month. Yeah.
Because
he's a boy. That's he don't perfect. Even need all that. He's not going to even use all that soap and deodorant.
Exactly.
Yeah, he not.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, so what do you think more than anything that he needs from me right now? What could I be doing to support him?
I think he needs space to get his head right, because think about the changes he's going through right now, like what's going on in his mind. He's probably a little nervous. He's probably a little worried. You know, am I going to fit in? Am I going to make friends? What's this? What's that? Living on my own. He's probably has some apprehension. I know he's very outgoing and very social, so it's not like he's, you know, a little wallflower and won't be able to get out there, but he's, you know, it's a big transition for kids to leave their parents' home and to go off on their own, you know, a distance away. It's not like he could just come home that night for dinner type of
thing,
you know?
Right.
So it's a big transition. So he's probably having a lot of internal dialogue. And like I said, he might have some anxiety, a little bit of stress about it, but at the end of the day, I think it's just being there and being supportive, you know, checking in on him, not bugging him, not bothering him, just giving him comfort and support where needed, and let him know that you have confidence in him, that he'll be successful and he'll do well.
Can you just come and move in with me? Can you just go ahead and be these kids' mama? Because this is a lot. I have taken notes. I have taken handwritten notes. I am typing up notes. And it is, I'm looking at, I have literally had to flip the page. This is a lot, Lindy. Can you just move in here with the kids and be their mama?
No, you can do it. I got all the confidence in the world that you're going to do. You're going to hit it out of the park. Like you always do. You're a great mom. You're a little crazy, but you're a great mom. You take care of those babies very well. So I know he'll be well taken care of. He'll be launched off successfully. And you'll, next time you see him, I don't know how often he's coming home, but at least Thanksgiving, he'll probably be a whole new person. You know, he'll just have changed and grown and matured in so many different ways. But you have to let him, give him that space to do that, though. Don't hover over him. You know, don't constantly call him, check on him. He knows your number. If he needs something, he's going to call you or text you.
Okay.
Trust and believe that. They will get in touch with you when they need something. So,
okay. Oh, you're right.
Trust that he's making good decisions. You've taught him well. And go from there.
All right, girl. Well, I sure thank you for coming on the show. Lindy Vincent, parenting expert extraordinaire. I cannot wait until your book comes out. I am buying three copies, one for upstairs, downstairs, and in the car. I do not want So when I cannot get you on the phone, I know that I can reach you by reading your book.
Ma'am.
So you make sure as soon as that book is out, you make me your first stop. Okay, make this show your first interview.
Will do.
All right, girl. Thank you.
I'll be thinking
Thank
about
you.
Okay.
All right. Love you. Bye bye.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My child is getting ready to go to college. He is leaving on Thursday. I have never had a child to go to college before. I am not sure what my role is right now. I am the parent of an adult child. What does that look like? What are my new responsibilities? How do I handle this newfound independence and freedom? Does he need to pick up a bill? and my new parenting role, I need a parenting expert to help me navigate this. And so I am checking in with my girl, Lindy Vincent, parenting expert extraordinaire. She is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline all the way from New Jersey. Girl, I miss you, girl. I miss you.
Hey, girl. You know I miss you. What's up?
Girl, I need your advice. You always give me good sound advice. And I know a lot of times you don't think I listen. I am listening. I just don't do it right away. Okay. My obedience is delayed. My obedience is always delayed. But, you know, Andrew is checking up out of here Thursday. He's going to St. Cloud State. How do I parent an adult child? You've done it twice successfully, getting ready to do it a third time. I need some tips.
Yes. First of all, I'm so proud of Andrew. So, so proud that he's just launching off on his own and kind of finding his way. As for you, though, Shaletta, this is your time to back up and back off. I know how you are. You are very motherly. I'm doing air quotes. You
that's
can't
a
see me.
That's a nice way of saying it. That's a nice way of saying it.
But you have got to let Andrew stand on business, his own business. You cannot be holding his hand at this point, Shaletta. You really have to let him fly. And that's what you raised him to do, right? You didn't want him to be 35 years old in your basement.
No,
right?
Ma'am, I do not. No, ma'am, I do not.
Okay. I'm going to make sure we're on the same page. So really, your role is a support role at this point. You've done, for the most part, I would say like 80 to 90% of the rearing of him. Okay. Now it's up to him to take the baton, kind of like in the Olympics, you know how they pass the baton off to the next runner? It's time for him to get the baton from mom and start running his own race and making some decisions on his own, using you as a resource, of course. But
yeah,
it really lies squarely on him now to kind of continue on.
Okay, so Thursday when we drop him off at St. Cloud State, I'm trying to figure out what's the best course of action. Do I let him and Sean go and get settled and then me and the little kids come a day or so later to see how everything is going and check in? Because the little babies want to see where he's at. You know, they have autism. They're anxious about him not being in his room and them not being able to see him. You know, he's a great caretaker for them. So they feel like they're losing, you know, part of their support system. And so I want to get them up there, but should we take them the first day when he moves in? Is it going to be too hectic? Should we wait? I'm trying to figure out kind of what to do.
Yeah, I think you should all go as a family on that first day.
Okay.
Because once he gets settled in and you drop him off, you need to be gone. Like, it shouldn't be a two-parter or 3 days later or anything like that, in my opinion. I think it needs to be a big family move-in. You set his room up, you know, get him his snacks, whatever he needs for his room. That be your target runs two or three times. Get his posters, get his comforter, everything set up. And you have to leave him. Because his job at that point is, if he has a roommate, to get to know his roommate, to get to know his hallmates in the dorm, to familiarize himself with campus, figure out where his classes are. He does not have time, unfortunately, to worry about the family. Not that he doesn't love you guys. He's always going to love you guys.
Okay.
But he has to focus on what it is this next phase of life is going to offer him.
Okay.
And that it kind of hurts your feelings a little bit. I'll be honest
with you. It does. I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah, it kind of hurts your feelings a little bit. You might shed a couple tears. Because as a parent, this is a huge deal for us to go and drop our kids off. This is what we've raised them to do. This is a proud moment. We just want to kind of relish in it, take all the pictures, and just be all up in it. They don't want that, though, Shaletta. At that particular time, they don't want that. They want to be like, okay, bye, give hugs, see you later vibe. You know what I mean? It hurts your feelings a little bit. I'll be honest. It does hurt your feelings a little bit. They don't mean anything by it. They're not trying to be offensive or anything like that. It's just, they're ready to go on to that next step.
And we're ready to
hold on and cry.
Yes. Hey,
they don't need all of that. They really don't. So I would say as much upfront goodbyes as you can do with the kids and, you know, just do it that kind of way and do a one-time drop off and then go on about your life. He'll call. You'll see him again. It's not like you're never going to see him again, but drop him off and let him go.
Okay, now how often should I be checking in? Because I want to make sure that I'm checking in to let them know we're thinking about them, we love them, and to see how everything's going. But I don't want to get on his nerves. Is there like a safe amount of time that, you know, once or twice a week, three or four times a week, three or four times a day?
Huh? Please. Set this up in advance, too. This is the thing, too. Set the expectation in advance. What I did with my kids when they went off to college, we said every week, we picked a day, we let them pick a day, and they usually, for both of them, they pick Sunday for some reason. I think that's just a chill day for students as they get ready for the next, you know, going to the next week and stuff. 30 minutes every Sunday, just check in. We'll have a quick phone call. How you doing? How's this? Do you need anything? And that's it. And if they want to contact you sometime during the week, that's on them. But don't you don't drive the conversation or the contact. Okay. Let him do it.
Okay.
And have that one check-in that you can count on. Sunday. And if you don't hear from him on that Sunday, you know there might be something up that you really need to be like, okay, track him down.
Okay.
But if he's smart, he'll do that check-in on Sunday. Everything's good, Mom. Love you guys. And then he can have the rest of his week and live his life, you know, and you won't feel stressed because you'll know he's okay. And he won't feel stressed because you're calling them every 5 minutes.
Right. Because I was thinking about that. Like, well, should I set a timer for 5 o'clock every day? So you're saying once a week on Sundays. That's a good time because everybody's home. We're not going from one thing to another. School's going to be in for the other kids. So those schedules won't be varied and will be settled. So sometime after church, maybe.
Right.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Once a week is enough because he's going to be busy studying for his exams and just doing everything he's going to be doing on campus.
Okay, now what do we need a stipend? Do we need to be giving him some money every month for incidentals and that kind of thing? What's that like? Do we just drop it in his account? Is it a certain amount that you think is good? I don't want to give him too much that he get in trouble, but I want to make sure that he has enough to eat. You know, because you can't get these young people too much money, girl. You kidding?
No, you definitely can't. And it's not about that. It's really not about that because they're not, again, they're branching off as adults. So it's not like you're paying for every incidental, every meal, every club admission, any of that. That's kind of, some of that has to be on them. So I can tell you what we did for our kids. With our kids, we would give them $200 a month at the beginning of every month. Like it was an automatic deposit. At the first of the month, they would get the $200. And $200 is not considered a lot of money, but it is enough if you want to, you know, maybe go out to dinner or get something special. The kids were on meal plans. They got, you know, they didn't really have any bills or anything. So $200, you can use that wisely. If you give them too much, I feel like they just waste it on stupid stuff that they don't really care about or Uber Eats or, you know, they just overindulge.
Yeah, that kind of silly stuff.
Yeah. So just give them a little bit. Just a little
bit. That's what I was thinking, then, like $200 a month. Yeah.
Because
he's a boy. That's perfect. Don't even need all that. He's not going to even use all that soap and deodorant.
Exactly.
Exactly. Okay, so what do you think more than anything that he needs from me right now? What could I be doing to support him?
I think he needs space to get his head right. Because think about the changes he's going through right now, like what's going on in his mind. He's probably a little nervous. He's probably a little worried. You know, am I going to fit in? Am I going to make friends? What's this? What's that? Living on my own. He's probably has some apprehension. I know he's very outgoing and very social, so it's not like he's, you know, a little wallflower and won't be able to get out there, but he's, you know, it's a big transition for kids to leave their parents' home and to go off on their own, you know, a distance away. It's not like he could just come home that night for dinner type of thing, you know?
Right.
So it's a big transition. So he's probably having a lot of internal dialogue. And like I said, he might have some anxiety, a little bit of stress about it, but at the end of the day, I think it's just being there and being supportive, you know, checking in on him, not bugging him, not bothering him, just giving him comfort and support where needed, and let him know that you have confidence in him, that he'll be successful and he'll do well.
Can you just come and move in with me? Can you just go ahead and be these kids' mama? Because this is a lot. I have taken notes. I have taken handwritten notes. I am typing up notes. And it is, I'm looking at, I have literally had to flip the page. This is a lot, Lindy. Can you just move in here with the kids and be their mama?
You can do it. I got all the confidence in the world that you're going to hit it out of the park. like you always do. You're a great mom. You look crazy, but you're a great mom. You take care of those babies very well. So I know he'll be well taken care of. He'll be launched off successfully. And you'll, next time you see him, I don't know how often he's coming home, but at least Thanksgiving, he'll probably be a whole new person, you know. He'll just have changed and grown and matured in so many different ways. But you have to let him, give him that space to do that, though. Don't hover over him. Don't constantly call him, check on him. He knows your number. If he needs something, he's going to call you or text you.
Okay.
Trust and believe that. They will get in touch with you when they need something. So,
okay. Oh, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Trust that he's making good decisions. You've taught him well. And go from there.
All right, girl. Well, I sure thank you for coming on the show. Lindy Vincent, parenting expert extraordinaire. I cannot wait until your book comes out. I am buying three copies, one for upstairs, downstairs, and in the car. I do not want So when I cannot get you on the phone, I know that I can reach you by reading your
ma'am.
Book. So you make sure as soon as that book is out, you make me your first stop. Okay, make this show your first interview.
Will do. And
all right, girl. Thank you.
I'll be thinking about
that.
Okay.
All right, love you. Bye-bye.